This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A cutting taken from a rose bush found at the former Amachi internment camp has bloomed for the first time at the Denver Botanic Gardens. Mike Bone is a horticulturist at the gardens. He took the cutting nearly 3 years ago.
Seeing this plant from a cutting to get to this point to knowing that it's impacted survivors and that it's been sort of a sense of healing or completing a circle for some of these people, I think, has been rewarding.
Japanese Americans were imprisoned at Amachi in southeast Colorado during World War II. It was officially designated a National Historic Site just last week. The country's top baseball teams from community and junior colleges are in Grand Junction to compete in the Division I JUCO World Series. Dash O'Neill is the head coach for Georgia Highlands College. He says junior college sports are often overshadowed by four-year university and professional teams. But during this tournament, his players are treated like stars.
The entire community really embraces it. And that's what's so special about Grand Junction. I mean, you go to Famous Dave's like we did for lunch. There's other patrons sitting in there and they're like, oh, you're here for JUCO. What team are you? Where are you from? We can't wait to watch. We've got tickets.
Georgia Highlands kicks off the games this morning, playing against McLennan Community College based in Texas. The JUCO World Series ends June 1st. And this is CPR News and KRCC, online at cpr.org.